You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you May 9th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining me here. I know it's been a little while that since you've heard a little broadcast here, but it's good to be back with you here on RenegadeBroadcasting.com. And as always, I encourage you to check out RenegadeTribune.com and buy some products from HeathenHerbs.com, although you guys have been doing just that, and there have been some big orders, so we thank you for that. It's been keeping Sinead extra busy with all that we've got going on. And speaking of that, hello, Sinead. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Well, we didn't really have a whole lot planned out here, so right before the show, I was just thinking about things we could talk about, and one of the topics that I think would be important to discuss yet again is that of education and how absolutely idiotic it is to send children to schools, especially these days. Now, I'm not trying to belittle parents, although I did just call them idiotic, if they send their children to school. I understand, especially if they've had their children in school for a while, they got a bunch of friends there. But at this point, what we're seeing is child abuse at mm-hmm. school. So for you to continue to have them in the system is allowing for this child abuse to continue. I really think that it's a parent's responsibility to do everything possible, whether it's one parent stops working and they figure out some part-time jobs in order to make ends meet so that they can have the children at home, whether it's getting together with the community, some friends, and kind of taking turns educating the children. I really think something needs to be done. And it's not just the face masks, the shields that are going up around the desks, and all the rest. It's the degeneracy that's being taught in every single subject. Math is completely anti-white. You'll be seeing the rainbow of degeneracy in social studies. You'll be seeing all sorts of different things about the evil Nazis and Holocaust class, which is something that has, I guess, separated itself off from history and now has its own class. Holocaust class, yes. So there are so many different reasons why children should not be in school. One of them, as well, is that children are not designed to sit at a desk for 8-9 hours a day.
No, and they don't really teach anything practical either.
No.
You know, after you get your fundamentals down, learning how to read and write and do some math, there's really not anything that, like any life skills. I don't even think they do home ec anymore or wood shop, you know.
Gym class has been cut. Arts. And some of these are things that you could directly make money from.
Yeah.
Pottery.
Yeah.
You could.
Jewelry.
We know some people who have made jewelry, have made pottery, and then sold them. This mm-hmm. could be your business. Yeah. Same thing with home economics. Look at the title, economics. You could actually create a business out of your ability to bake bread, your ability to make muffins, cookies, whatever the case may
Little
be.
Things.
It's practical, and it allows for you to create for your family, a woodshop, building things, so you don't have to spend money on cheap products from IKEA or wherever, expensive products from whatever outlet. Do it yourself. Even just think about if children were taught how to wire electronics,
mm-hmm.
if they were taught how to fix things, if yeah. they were taught how to do some plumbing, if they were taught just all these basic skills, which you would learn if you were at home working with your parents.
Yeah.
If your parents were educated in those things.
There's 4-H, which, you know, is cool, but that's just supplemental. You know, these skills should just be taught every day.
Now, it would be nice if we had good schools.
Yeah. I'm not against schools, but
against these
there's
schools.
None that live up to my standards, that's for sure.
Now, there was a commenter who was saying that we've essentially given up because how many letters have we written to our school board? You know,
the thing is,
we never had our child in school.
No.
It was never an idea.
No, this was a person that was justifying why they send their children to school.
And apparently in this part of the country, they just don't have to wear masks.
I mean, I find that really hard to believe because we live in Florida where there's not even a mask mandate, but the schools are under completely different rules.
Do they teach the Holocaust in your school? I would be shocked if they don't.
It's just foolish to think that, oh, my kid's different because my parenting is so strong that they can still go to the indoctrination prison for, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, but my parenting will override that. I'm sorry. That's extremely foolish and neglectful.
Probably
which neglect is abuse.
The few hours that you get to spend with your child probably are not very deep and influential.
Just on their device, you know, on their iPad, or they're, you know, they're already tired from being put through a bunch of boring tasks throughout the day at school. So I just think it's really foolish to think that.
No, when they get home, this father has them read Mein Kampf immediately.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Some of the classics
well. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they're reading Voltaire as soon as they get home.
That's totally going to override all the white guilt programming that's being shoved down their throat at school and by their peers. Yeah. It's just... people need to stop making excuses, you know?
Yeah, well, they're claiming that we're making excuses for not fighting hard enough to get the educational system back on track. There's nothing we could do to really change it, nor do I feel like fighting that battle, to be honest.
Right.
I don't feel like going in and putting on a mask and going...
Fixing the local school board isn't going to change the overarching threat of white genocide that permeates everything. So, yeah, okay... You got control of your school board. Now what? You're still using Jewish money. You're still being ruled over by Jews that hate you. So, I mean, it doesn't... That's not the battle that we are focusing on. We're focusing on the heart of the matter. And these are all just symptoms of that root problem.
Now, let's also consider how many teachers have abused their students.
Oh, yeah. Taking advantage of them and...
How many school cops have abused students as well? You're just
the fights that go on and as teachers just sit there and do nothing. Because you know what? Honestly, like, what are they supposed to do?
Oh, they do something as soon as the black child is hurt because the white child finally had enough and fights back. I've seen videos of that.
Yeah. Remember that girl in the dress who, like, I don't know, she armbarred or something, that black boy that was harassing her, and then she got chased off by the teacher, was like, get that girl!
Who was that?
Yeah.
And here's one. Even when they're not in school, they're still being abused in different ways. Here's a story out of New York City. A New York City teacher caught sucking topless man's nipple during
what
a Zoom class.
The hell?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not shocked, though. I'm just not shocked. It's terrible. And that should be, you know, your number one concern is the quality of your children's lives. Not just that you had children. You know, a lot of people like to act like they're better than others because, oh, I've had children. And it doesn't make you a good person automatically. It doesn't make you a good parent automatically if you just have children. You know, so people should be focused on the kind of world that they're bringing children into. Not just that it's like another notch on your belt or like another accomplishment you can flaunt to people. It's like a status symbol. It's weird.
How many have you had?
Right.
Varg has had six.
I hear that rhetoric all the time, and it's extremely creepy. It makes me feel like Handmaid's Tale times, because it's just really weird. It should be, what have you done? What have you sacrificed for the future of children? That's the question. That people should be shamed if they haven't done anything about that. They shouldn't be shamed because, oh, you're 25 and you've only had one child. It should be, what have you done to make sure that children have a good life? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people haven't done anything except just, like, consume content.
Yeah.
That's what really pisses me off.
I've read all of Varg's books, and he has a lot of children.
Wow, cool.
And he brings them up hiking in the mountains and makes them wear face masks.
And hanging out with,
Pieros and Giorgio.
Hanging out with the pornographer. Jewish
pornographer, bringing them over the house.
The way that they pimp their children out, too, on Twitter, like, just taking pictures of every part of their lives is, like, you're not off-grid, okay? You're LARPing as, like, these off-grid people. Off-grid people aren't posting on Twitter all day and wearing face masks on their off-grid property. This is just crazy.
Indeed.
Not to mention that whole thing with the child predator that Varg and his wife defended. Remember that?
Which one are we talking about?
On Twitter, the one that was, like, soliciting what he thought was a 16-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
And then Varg and Marie defended him. We're like, no, he knew that this was a setup, and he was playing along, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, so it's crazy how many child predators are promoted within the alt-right type of
world. Oh, and if you talk out against them, like with Stephen Flowers and all those types, get mad.
Oh, yeah, Carolyn Emmerich will be
super
upset.
They'll just censor any comments that even ask, like, hey, do you guys have a problem with him being a high-ranking member of the Temple of Set, which is a child rape cult? Does anybody have a problem with that? Oh, delete the comment.
He did good work.
Yeah, he did good work.
Yeah. So...
such a joke. The awakened ones. Oh, we're so awake. We're such free thinkers. Mm-hmm. Now let's invite this pedo to indoctrinate our children. Good job, guys. Good job.
Yeah, I really feel like homeschooling is... the only option at this point for people to keep their children safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's going to cause you to have a better connection with your children, not get them to loathe you like so many children loathe their parents because of the generational divides, because, oh, your music's stupid. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it's edgy and cool to be mean to your parents and to think that you're really lame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just keeping them away from the bad influences. And it's not just the peer groups. It's the teachers. It's the whole culture. The whole culture is completely toxic.
It is.
And, yeah, you can't just think that because you're such a strong influence that they're going to be immune from it.
Yeah, that's just really foolish to think that. Especially when they become teenagers. It's hard enough, you know, having a teenager. But imagine a teenager that's been pumped full of self-hate and anger and displaced anger.
And we even have our child doing virtual school. And... here's the thing. We have to be vigilant with that as well, because they try to sneak all sorts of stuff into virtual school.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we're able to have more control over it and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I really think that virtual school is actually, in many ways, counterproductive towards the education of a child.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were getting very advanced with math and other subjects, and, you know, then we have to focus all the educational time onto the curriculum of virtual school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the important things that are, you know, interesting and getting developed get dropped by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
So there are only so many hours to devote to education. And the question is, what are our children learning? Actually, George W. Bush said something about what is our children learning?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's the question.
No child left behind.
Yeah. And really keeping them away from the media, I think, is just so important, because some of these children that I've seen out, they're the age of our son, and they're just full of the toxic crap, like Five Nights at Freddy's, when our son is just...
he has no idea what
so
that
innocent
is.
Compared to them. And it's great seeing that.
Yeah.
Obviously not great seeing other children being completely turned into little degenerates, but great seeing our son not be like that.
Yeah, he doesn't even understand some of the things that these kids at the parks talk about. He's like, I don't know, I just like cats and like nature.
I read books.
It's just incredible. Once a child learns how to read, just their whole world changes. It's so awesome. People are just blown away. When he can, like, read signs at the park, they're like, wait, what?
Oh, he reads full books.
Yeah, he reads, like, chapter books that I was probably reading when I was, like, in fourth grade or something.
Yeah.
Like, the Hardy Boys and all that.
He just turned 7 a little while ago, and is very good at reading. And you know what? If he has a new book that he's excited about...
he'll read it all day.
Yeah, he'll
it's
just
awesome.
Finish it in the day.
You don't have to sit them in front of an iPad.
He'd much rather do that than be on the computer. We had gotten him some Minecraft and some other stuff. And he barely even touches that because he'd rather be reading.
Yep.
And that's just so awesome.
Yeah.
Now, people talk about socialization. That's why you need to send them to school. Socialization.
God.
School.
The kids I went to school with were freaking awful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have, like, that great of memories. I'm not saying all of it was, but, like, God, kids are so damn mean to each other.
Yeah.
The things that they do to each other, even if you're popular, like, it's a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm. I definitely had some things I liked about school. I was good at it, you know, so that was okay. I didn't have to work too hard because I just kind of got it. So that was fun. I got some accolades, But I didn't enjoy going to school.
No, I didn't, getting up all early.
You don't even get to hang out with your friends. You have to pay attention to the teacher.
Right.
So what kind of socialization is even going on? Just
when you're separated from everybody and you can't even talk?
Yeah, that's now. But think about just the indoctrination. Like, oh, here's how you're socialized. You go along with other people of your peer group and you get indoctrinated.
All day
to just listen to what the teachers have to say and regurgitate it back. Mm-hmm. And you get rewarded for that.
There are so many opportunities for children to socialize. I mean, maybe not anymore with all this corona stuff, although Florida's pretty lax right now. There's so many opportunities for them to actually socialize, and that's not during academic times. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just don't get that time. They're recess now. Most teachers don't even give it to them, even though it's illegal. They're like, well, they were bad today, so indoor recess, which means everyone sits on iPads. It's a joke. But, you know, there are things like 4-H, clubs.
Sports. They could still be part of the sports teams.
Meetups, you know, groups of just going out. Like, whenever we go to the beach, there's other children around, and our son always, like, finds someone to play with, you know? They build sandcastles together. There's lots of ways for them to socialize, and it doesn't require them going to jail. That's like that's saying, oh, you should send your child to jail because there's other people in jail, and, you know, they'll get to talk once in a while, like, for 20 minutes a day.
Yep. Well,
oh, and great idea.
If you really look at it, I don't know the current state of jails, but I would be...
They're probably
I'd be willing to say, yeah, that they're less restrictive than schools.
They probably get to all hang out in the same room.
Schools now seem worse than jails did just a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be in jail than be forced to be in school.
The inmates wear the masks all day. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I highly doubt that. And the guards?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Right. So, yeah, it's really sad, and I hate the idea that people think that if you don't send your child to jail, they're going to be, like, socially awkward, and I'd say those kinds of conditions and indoctrination are what causes people to be socially awkward.
And what's wrong with not being like all the other children?
Right. Do you want your child to be like these children?
Even when I was a child and going to these schools, I was not like the other children. And it was okay. Eventually, I became popular and all that. But in some regards, when I got socialized and I was, you know, becoming a popular guy, that's when I started becoming more degenerate, to be honest.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble
when
I started being popular and cool.
Yeah, it's a bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches the wrong lessons, not just in the classroom, but in the social circles.
And that's why if people are, like, planning on having children, you should really talk with your partner about what your plans are for, like, these big issues, you know, vaccinations, how you're going to have your child, where you're going to give birth. What are your plans for schooling? Because a lot of people, they just want to get married and have kids. And, like, they're so caught up in that they don't actually, like, set these boundaries and these important moral agreements with their partner.
And in order to send your child to school, usually, in most cases, they have to be vaccinated with a whole list of different toxic substances.
They'll be busting out the corona vaccine for them soon. They've already been testing it on infants and children, so... Yeah, I'm sure they're going to start making that mandatory as well.
Did you see the Sesame Street?
Yeah, that was disgusting. I really saw red. I really wanted to go, like, I know it's just a puppet, and it's a person behind the puppet, but I just wanted to, like, strangle the little puppet.
Just armbar the person who has the puppet on their arm.
Yeah, wrist lock, break the puppet's neck, the person's wrist.
Yeah. Can't talk now, huh, puppet?
I mean, it was bad enough when Lil Nas X was, like, rapping on Sesame Street, but now they're like, kids, shoot your arms full of poison!
They're not actively saying, you should get this shot. It's just, it was promoting the vaccine, saying, oh, lots of adults now want to get this. And, of course, they're doing that because they're going to be rolling it out to children soon. Yeah. And the children don't have any rights. They don't have any say in the matter. If their parent wants to get them injected with an experimental gene therapy, which could very well kill them... They can't say no.
It will kill a lot of children. It's already hurting adults, so imagine what it'll do to small little children.
Those immediate effects could just be the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. Imagine what it's doing, like, into their brains.
That's one thing that seems to be a big concern. I don't know if you saw the article I reposted on the Tribune, but, yeah, it could cause serious brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are these things called prions.
Yeah,
have you heard of prions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the mRNA gene therapy could essentially cause prion diseases. And that's a fatal brain disorder.
Yeah.
Because these proteins essentially start folding mm-hmm. in upon each other. And it looks like this is just a bioweapon.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that should be noted. The media has had to go into overdrive educating the populace about how people get the vaccines aren't shedding because it's not a live virus. Now, technically, they're right. It's not vaccine shedding because it's not a live virus people are getting injected with. Shedding is just a good term, and I like it because I was talking about the super shedders long before actually other people
just sound like dirty dogs.
We're talking about it. Yeah, I like it. I like that phrase. But what's really going on is that these people are just contaminating others with essentially the, you know, basic, I don't even know what the hell it is. Does anybody really know what the hell's going on? I know it's creating spike proteins within the person, or supposedly
spores,
it is.
Who knows?
Essentially, that's kind of what you can think of it as. It's almost like, you know, Pigpen in Charlie Brown just has this mm-hmm. cloud of stuff coming out of him because mm-hmm. he's so stinky and dirty. That's, I think, what the case is with these vaccines. And it's just, it's so terrible. People have been indoctrinated to just trust the people in the white coats, and we see this going back to the experiments of that Jew Stanley Milgram. And I'm not sure if it's 100% on the up and up what he did, but I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that people were willing to give a lethal dose of electricity to somebody else who was obviously in on it, but the person didn't know that, just because somebody in a lab coat told them to.
Yeah.
People are willing to do whatever somebody in a lab coat will tells them to. And you sent me that at Jimmy Kimmel clip.
Where oh my God! Can you play that?
It's these doctors just.
They were like just yelling it, you know. Just get your damn vaccine. I went to school for these many years.
I'm smarter than you. Why are you going to trust a person on Facebook over me?
Appeal to authority.
Logical fallacies abound when dealing with these idiots. And doctors, they've been indoctrinated for a long time.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're actually smart. That doesn't mean...
No.
That means that they're trapped in a very small box.
The daughter of one, they're not smart at all.
Trapped in a very small box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everything about what's going on in this tiny little box.
Yeah, but they don't even. They know nothing about nutrition. It's
yeah, they get like a day show. Of nutritional...
All that they are drug pushers.
Yes.
That's it. They're basically glorified drug dealers. That's all that they are. They're drug dealers. But they're like legal drug dealers. Because, you know, you went to school for a long time to be a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Really fantastic. How great.
Expensive drugs.
$100 million adults in the United States are now
you gotta
fully
play
vaccinated,
this is
which is good.
But who the hell watches Jimmy Kimmel anyways? And why does he always look like stoned out of his mind?
Unfortunately,
and do you think this
more
is
than
going
one
to convince
in four
anybody?
Say they are not planning to get the vaccine ever. 26% of Americans are planning to skip the shot altogether, which is crazy to me. I get that people are skeptical of politicians or celebrities telling them what to do, but we should listen to doctors. These are men and women who've been on the front lines of this thing, risking their lives.
So how are they still alive?
And they're frustrated. And who can blame them? We don't get more people vaccinated, we could see new mutations of this virus and go through this all over again. So as a public service,
I'll go through this all over again.
I love this. If we don't all get the vaccine, then
there's going to be mutations,
and we're going to be in lockdowns and pandemics just for the foreseeable future.
Well, that's
forever.
Probably what they'll do. They'll probably like ease up, lock it down again, and blame it on the 25% that didn't get it.
You caused the mutations.
Yeah. And then
we
all
have
the
some real
doomers
doctors
will turn
to offer
on
their best advice
more.
To those who are on the fence about the vaccine, and pay attention because this is important.
Who's this going
to
convince?
I'm a doctor.
I'm a Jew. Doctor. An actual medical doctor.
I've practiced medicine for 21 years.
I am a critical care nurse.
I've been a nurse for 16 years.
I spent 4 years in undergraduate school.
Then 4 years in medical school.
And then another 5 years as a resident in emergency medicine.
Look at all of my diplomas.
Look at all of my
job
diplomas.
I put myself through nursing school.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire.
Yeah,
I can name every organ in your body and tell you exactly what it does.
Did you know there are between 60 and 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body? I know that because I've studied human bodies.
Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
Did you know that eating raw ginger cures cancer? You didn't? Good, because it doesn't.
They can say these things because nothing that is natural can cure anything.
Right, you can't
according,
say that.
According to their yeah. stupid system.
Even though it friggin' does.
Eating raw ginger should get you a lot farther than chemotherapy. Yeah.
Save people's lives.
I've cracked open a chest and manually beat a human heart.
I've even delivered some babies in the back of cars.
Do you know how many people have shown me weird skin things at parties and asked me if they were dying?
Too many.
My life is spent trying to improve and save yours.
Oh, but you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry? She posted it?
The one who's 50.
The laugh
oh.
track.
Oh, somebody is sharing their own experiences of getting sick.
Somebody that makes jewelry?
Somebody makes jewelry? They got super sick after they took the vaccine and they got paralyzed? Don't listen to them. They're not a doctor.
Facebook friend.
Don't trust that.
Brian still builds dollhouses?
What's wrong with people
who build dollhouses? What? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can they name one of the freaking ingredients in the vaccine?
It's not even a freaking vaccine. I think they were referencing Joe Rogan with the whole podcasting thing, because he remember the uproar when he said, yeah, if healthy young people, healthy young people probably don't need to get the vaccine. And then he came out, he's like, I'm not a doctor, I'm an idiot. So don't listen to me. And people are, they're still, oh, Joe Rogan.
Right. Can he point to his gabella?
Then tell him to shut the up.
Oh, that's
gabella's
cool.
right here, by the way.
Isn't that polio cool. shot we gave your kid? And then your kid not getting polio? Well, those two things are related.
How about this? You do your job, I'll do mine.
Get the vaccine.
Get the vaccine.
That's your job.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
Brought to you by people who are smarter than we are.
I bet none of them were actually even doctors. They looked like all actors.
What evidence did they give you that the vaccine is safe?
None.
What evidence did they give you
just
that the vaccine
look at all my diplomas.
Is effective?
None.
What evidence
do your job.
Did they give you that... that
your job is to get shot full of experimental chemicals, and their job is to be smart doctors and tell you to get shot up with the chemicals.
How smart is it to take an experimental drug that we have no long-term studies on?
Yep.
Even, and the short-term safety and efficacy studies were done by the drug manufacturers themselves.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Who have a track record of poisoning people.
I can't, like...
I know.
Honestly, it's hard for me to accept that so many people got this blindly.
Yeah.
They trust so much. You should be so skeptical of something that just came out that they're selling
well,
this
they're
hard.
Well, they're pumping so much money behind this vaccine.
Why are they, like, people have to be wondering, why are they pushing this so hard?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you know what we know about the whole ID 2020, with the whole conference that they had, what was the one at Johns Hopkins with Bill and Melinda Gates?
I don't remember.
Event 201.
Yeah.
And when you just look at all the other crap surrounding this, and Gavi, and all of these people who got the vaccine are liberals, right? Of course, conservatives got it too. But it was the Trump vaccine. Trump has come out and said he was the father of the vaccine.
Yep.
So
proud of it.
Yeah, it's crazy how much the mask too has become such a politicized issue, where
if you don't like the mask, you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah. And this is how they kind of do the whole virtue signaling.
Mm-hmm.
But in Florida, it's a little bit different. There's still places that full of masks. But what's great is people, when they come to our house now, we had some electrical work done recently.
Yeah, they didn't wear masks.
They didn't. We didn't have to tell them to take them off.
And if they do, we tell them to take them off.
Yeah. When the AC guys came by.
Yeah, I was like, you can totally take that off.
You don't need
like,
to wear that around
you
us.
You should be able to breathe. So I'm comfortable with you breathing. And they take it off when you tell them. Why the hell would they want to be crawling up in a hot attic with a frickin', like, waterboarding themselves, basically?
We just need to be able to give people permission to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what happens is, in these stores, where they still have the mask required sign on it, if enough people aren't wearing the mask, yeah. And this is just day in and day out, like the gas station down the street from us, mm-hmm. mask required on the door. When I've gone in there, 80, 90% of the people in there aren't wearing masks. And the person behind the counter has it well down below the nose. Because people just need permission from others around them.
Yeah.
There is some kind of herd mentality mm-hmm. where, you know, if people see others, you know, kind of giving them the signal that, hey, this is okay. I'm not judging you. Like, I'm not mad at you for doing this. Then they want to just be free.
Yeah.
You know what's also amazing about the whole herd thing? Herd immunity used to be something that the anti-vaxxers, as we're called, used to talk about. This was people getting sick with something and then becoming immune to it. Herd immunity then shifted. They completely reversed it, and it's something you can only get from getting injected with poisons.
Yeah.
Yep. But this is that clip from Jimmy Kimmel is a perfect example of how people are educated, aka indoctrinated. In our world today, experts say so.
You've got
science.
These experts throwing out F-bombs and flipping off the camera. Get the fucking vaccine. Like, oh, yeah, these people seem really, really educated.
That's because they're trying to appeal to the edgy youth. It's kind of the Neil deGrasse Tyson type of scientist.
What youth are watching Jimmy Kimmel? That's like our parents' age.
Yeah, true. But the culture has just degenerated so much.
Yeah.
And now, I see this everywhere as well. And we talked about don't send your children to school. Well, you can't avoid the degeneracy altogether because there are signs of just with curse words on them, like during the Trump campaign.
Yep.
No more bullshit.
No more bullshit. And now we have this big display locally here that says fuck Biden. And, like, all these Trump flags, and it's just like, oh, my God. This is so crass.
It's just different kinds of degeneracy pushed from either side. But I see these bumper stickers about, you know, what are some, like, basically, F you, just curse words everywhere. And when you've got a young child who can read, it's just really inappropriate, really annoying, infuriating. And just the kind of all the sex stuff that's just everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so gross. It's uh-huh. it's something I didn't have to deal with when I was young.
Yeah, we did.
Not as much.
No.
Not as in your face.
Maybe.
The Playboys were hidden behind a little, you know, plastic thing where you couldn't, you know, weren't supposed to see them or, you know, you had to really work
where
hard.
Where do you see Playboys out?
Oh, like in different magazines. Not like corner store type things. Yeah, they used to have them, but there'd be like a plastic thing in front of them.
They
adults
just have
only.
Playboys out at the gas station?
Something like that. I forget where they were sold. They don't even sell them really anymore.
No, that's, I didn't think
because
they did.
Internet pornography is just so pervasive.
But I mean, like the cover of Cosmopolitan, you'll have someone like,
but,
you know.
And think about also just how normalized OnlyFans and just, what's the big porn? Pornhub?
Yeah, porn.
Like how that's just part of the common culture, the lexicon of pop culture.
I saw this like TikTok or something where I guess it was a student talent show, and they like I didn't even know what this song was until I read the comments. I guess it was like the intro song for Pornhub. I guess they have like their own song.
Yeah, yeah.
So they played it for the talent show, and the whole entire school was like, yeah, like cheering. Every single person knew exactly what song that was.
Oh,
that's just. Oh my God, that's terrifying. No wonder these people like can't be in relationships, you know? Like, oh my God, pornography is really screwing people up. Their ideas of sex are just so messed up.
I wonder, too, if all of the masturbation, porn consumption has led people to the point where they're willing to be so docile, put on the mask, and not put up any kind of fight.
Yes.
Let themselves get screwed over every single which way.
Mm-hmm. I saw actually a headline on Yahoo News. It was some boy who is now my hero. I think we should celebrate this child. He got kicked out of school because he refused to wear the mask. He was very young, too, maybe like 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, what a great child. Like, you are, I love you. Because I'm sure he was like the only one in that entire school, and he just refused. He was like, no, I'm not putting it on. I'm not gonna wear it. And so they kicked him out. And his mom was saying, you know, like, I work full time. I don't have time to freaking virtually have him go to school, but the child won't wear a mask. And
yeah.
Like, really? That's what the school does? They kick him out.
Parents like, I want him to wear it. I can't teach him at home.
But that, you know, that but, child yeah. is probably made to feel like, oh, you're such a bad kid. You're ruining things
for
you. You ruined everything. Now you're screwing things up for your mom, when really, that child should be celebrated. He should be looked at as a true hero, honestly.
There was that little girl with a megaphone who was doing a solo mask protest.
Yep.
It's going to have to be up to the children, I guess.
Unfortunately, it is. Not like we want to heap the responsibility onto them, but, you know.
Hey, I'm being abused here. Anybody want to help stand up for me?
Child abuse.
Why are you guys putting up with this?
Child abuse.
But people will listen to Greta Thunberg because she's promoted by, you know, there's the big mass media.
There's billions of dollars behind her.
But these little heroes, nobody pays attention. It's just kind of like how Rachel Corrie was promoted when she wanted to end world hunger and, you know, stop the abuse.
But then Palestine.
And then when she gets run over by a bulldozer in Israel, we're not really going to make her into a martyr. Rachel who? And the sick Israelis celebrate her murder with the
pancakes.
Rachel Corrie pancakes.
God, they're such sick gremlins. They're not even freaking people. But it's good. It's good to see more young people, you know, just speaking out against it. Because when I look around, it seems like they're all kind of going along with it. Everybody's going along with it. You know, that's why I hate when people try to make this an age issue. Like, oh, the boomers and. Oh, the young whippersnappers, they just listen to it. No, everybody's falling for this shit, unless you're listening here. And, you know?
Well, here's the thing, is I see these children get off the bus.
They still have them on.
And they still wear them all the way home.
Because they're, well, like I told you before, that girl that said she was afraid to take off her mask, they've been... I mean, it's institutionalization. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
It's like a comfort blanket now.
Yes. So they're getting them to feel naked.
Yep, barefaced.
When they take it off. Like, oh, everybody can, it's indecent. Staring at me.
People look at my mouth and my nose.
Yep. So that's terrifying that these children... I mean, and they market it to kids, just like they market all this other poison to kids. They've got the little outfits, you know, like when we used to get... little outfits for her son when he was younger, and they'd have like the matching shirt and the matching shorts and the matching hat. Well, now they have like the matching shorts, shirt, and mask. Ooh, it's so cute. You can be coordinated for the day of not breathing. It's just so insane. It's so insane. Yeah. Yep.
Well, at least around here, they're stopping the mask mandate in some of the schools. Well, making it voluntary.
Next year. They're not.
Yeah, next year.
Like, why couldn't they have just said, okay, we have 3 weeks left of school. Everybody, you can breathe now. Like, what is the point of waiting until...
Well, unless, of course, you know, they...
They reverse it.
They create some kind of new thing. And they could. Thing. Already, they keep talking about, oh, well, the young people in Florida... This is the headline on Drudge right now. The young people in Florida are causing record hospitalizations.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I got to get those children shot full of poisons.
Partygoers.
And the craziest thing is, you can talk with these people who got sick from the vaccine, and they're like, you know, they want to be like martyrs. Like, it was worth it. I got sick because I wanted to, you know, go back to normal. It's like, that's crazy. That is absolutely insane that you would, like... wait in a car for 12 hours or something just to get shot full of poisoning and be made sick.
You know, we didn't actually talk much about college yet, so I wanted to just bring up a college story, then maybe we could just briefly touch upon how college is not needed and a huge ripoff. Yeah. UMass Amherst, right next to the college I went to, three girls got suspended. They're not allowed to take any classes, even virtually, because a photo emerged of them at a party without masks on.
Are you serious? Yes.
No, I don't think it was even on campus. A photo of them.
Are they white?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Because
you know, if Shaniqua did that, she would not be held to the same standard. That's insane.
Yep.
That's, well, you know what?
Do they get any money back?
Good. Don't go to freaking college. It's a waste of your money and your time. Learn how to do a trade. Learn how to do something that is valuable and not just be a, you know, paper pusher.
And, you know, I remember even back when I was in college, I had to get the physicals and everything to play sports. I remember just being concerned, am I going to have to get certain injections?
Yeah.
I never wanted to get these. Even when I was young, I remember being forced to get injected. Maybe it was a tetanus shot or something. And I was just so upset at my mother because, you know, I was forced.
Betrayal.
Yeah. I was flipping out. No, it wasn't just the pain of the injection. Like, I wasn't like scared of the needle. I don't want to be injected. I don't need this.
I mean, if you penetrate someone's body against their consent, that's rape. But apparently when it's done with a needle, that's not rape.
It's for your own good. Well, remember the mentally handicapped, the retarded people who were getting injected?
That made me so sick.
By the police.
Yeah, by the police.
What? And the military injecting people, too.
That's not even your freaking job. You're not, like, a pharmacist or whatever the people are that inject you with poison. But, you know, it's an emergency, so cops can now assume that role. Man. Injecting mentally retarded people against their wishes.
And
raping them. And that's what they're doing.
Nobody seems to really get the disconnect where Joe Rogan's not a doctor. Who is he to advise you about vaccines? And then Bill Gates, who dropped out of college, is not a doctor.
Not a doctor. Let's
defer to him about everything regarding vaccines when he openly stated in a TED talk that he's looking to bring down the population. And one of the ways we can bring that number down to zero, you know, in order to reduce carbon dioxide, is through vaccines and healthcare.
Yep.
Said he's going to depopulate using vaccines.
Yeah.
Are you? You people are retarded. Oh, regarding Bill Gates, I've seen that the divorce from Melinda
has to do with Epstein.
Well, yeah, that's one of the stories that perhaps Melinda or whatever that possible tranny's name is spinning. You know, her team trying to make herself look better is, you know, just absolutely furious about his relationship with Epstein and their six meetings and all the other stuff they had going on. And how he flew on the Lolita Express. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of people we have freaking leading us. Anyway, and child raper Joe Biden. Oh, yeah. But apparently what could be going on is it's a good way to liquidate some of their assets.
Oh, if they're separate?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that they're, you know, they're able to then...
They're not...
Get a, it's, yeah.
They're not filing as a couple.
Well, yeah, and they're...
Like as a married couple.
Yeah, and they're able to then basically take the money and run.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's just one idea.
Yeah, I highly doubt that's a real relationship to begin with.
Yeah. If Bill Gates is a man, do you think that thing really likes women?
No.
I don't know. Supposedly he had this setup with Melinda where he was able to see his ex-girlfriend every weekend or every other weekend or something. It's just all a bunch of soap opera BS.
Sounds really cool.
Anyway, back to college. I don't think I learned, just like elementary school and middle school and high school, I don't think I learned anything that I was ever able to really make money from. It was just that piece of paper that got me the opportunities to, you know, work at Google. And then because I worked at Google, I was able to, you know, start working elsewhere. But all the practical skills that I learned, it wasn't from college.
No.
Although, because I was a theater major, actually, that was one of the most practical majors that you could have because you were actually doing what it is that you would be doing if you were to work in that industry. But other than that, you're just learning a bunch of BS and spending so much.
I learned how to be stressed out. I learned how to be so stressed that I still have nightmares about college.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, seriously gives people PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, because you have so much pressure on you. And, you know, I was working full-time as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was just trying to keep my head above water, feeling like I'm drowning for 4 years straight. Like, oh, I missed a deadline. Oh, I missed the train to school. I'm going to be late. And then if my attendance gets marked down, then I'm going to fail. And it's just, oh, my God. I still have nightmares about it. It's horrible.
It was crazy how much I had to work because it was, I didn't work as a job, but I had all the class load. I had, I played two sports. And
which is like a job in itself.
And then my freshman year spring when I was playing lacrosse, I was also pledging a fraternity. So I was up all hours of the night,
horrible.
Like on call to go get hazed. and that's just tried to maintain, you know, a little bit of a social life and then all this other stuff. But I'll tell you what's crazy. I was able to be much more functional because my life was like, I was, you know, I had very little free time as compared to other people who were just taking a few classes and didn't have anything else to do.
They don't know how to manage
the rich
time.
Little kids, you know, who just were kind of being lazy. They did. Yeah. They had no idea how to manage it. But when you are busy,
you like, yeah. Okay, I got an hour to do this paper. That's it. So I better get it done.
That's like with the show here today. We've been doing stuff all day.
Yeah.
All day. But, you know, we had to make a little time to do it because we haven't talked to you all in a while.
I know. And thank you to whoever offered to do the mixer. We weren't ignoring your message. We've just been really busy. We haven't really been looking at the chat. And I don't even think that we necessarily really need one anymore. Because we're not broadcasting, we're just doing podcasts. I think all that we need is a new XLR cable.
Yeah,
which you know,
I think they'll do
we
it.
can get that.
This mixer's just fine.
Yeah,
just, I seem to blow it out with some air.
Yeah, but thank you to that person who offered. We appreciate that. But yeah, since we're not really doing like live shows, I don't think the mixer is necessarily a priority. I'm sure we could do a little cleaning too. We're kind of moving our setup around too, so we're going to be setting this up somewhere else.
Really the only purpose of the mixer is to play clips.
Yeah.
I did want to mention just how ridiculous it is that Van Morrison came out with a new song.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll play us out with the song. Because
wait,
can we
cover something before we go
sure.
out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna cover
okay,
the
I was
van.
Like, well hold on. I need to say my piece about the GDL.
Okay, then
coming
we'll talk
to my
about
frickin', you know, my state.
Your stomping grounds.
Coming to my stomping grounds. Really close. They're apparently in Orlando. I saw them in, like, Maitland or something. So, yeah, they're close. They're close to us. But yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say about Van Morrison?
He's being called an anti-Semite because he released...
Join the club, buddy.
Released an album with some songs.
They own
the media. And Facebook. But they own the media. That's the big one. He also had one called The Big Lie. Which is probably a reference to the Hitler quote about how the Jews are the master of the big lie.
Mm-hmm.
But Van has a song, they own the media and the Jews are flipping out.
No, we don't.
Like they admit, he didn't say who owns the media, but saying that somebody owns the media, it's an anti-Semitic canard.
So we're going to use our power and influence to shut you down, but we also do not control anything.
He has no idea what he's talking about. It's not like he worked in the media for 50 years.
Yeah, he's never had to deal with Jews.
Yeah, a guy who's, that's what they sold me out was about, for a few shekels more. Yeah, Van knows the score.
I'd be worried about him, though. You know?
He's already older. I think that's why he's becoming so outspoken. But all these music reviewers are just
they're
kvetching about all of his recent stuff. You guys remember his No More Lockdown and all the other stuff, calling it a hoax.
Yeah.
They're just he's just a crotchety old man. He's just complaining on his songs.
I used to
love him. I used to think that Brown Eyed Girl was just so good. Now he just wants the Blue Eyed Girl.
That was his song. Do do do.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know that.
The moon dance? Yeah.
Oh, not Brown Eyed Girl. That's not him. That's like an old song.
Yeah, Van's old.
Wait, are you saying Brown Eyed Girl and Moon Dance are the same song?
No, it's the same
singer. Oh, okay, that's why you
same
got me
singer.
Confused. Okay, yes. All right. I'm glad somebody with influence and like a following is speaking the obvious.
Unfortunately, his songs on YouTube are not getting that much traction at all.
Well,
he's released them all for free.
That could be manipulated.
Yeah.
They want to make it seem like, nobody likes this guy.
He put his whole album out there for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I wanted to say about Van, just how ridiculous. All these Jews just, really getting all upset because he has a song, They Own the Media, and basically talking about them manipulating and lying to you.
Yeah, so shut it down.
And they live. And they're aliens. They really are in many ways. They're so alien to us.
Mm-hmm.
And their language, their
Hebrew.
Yeah, the
does
letters.
Look like an alien language.
They are the aliens. Area 51, they're the 51st state. The state of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, Brian Rue is going to join the Thousand-Year Reich with the gray aliens.
And the
Jews. Yep. So it's just going to be, like, beautiful galactic federation of schizophrenia.
He's putting the Nazi in Ashkenazi.
But yeah, okay, so the GDL, the freaking GDL. I haven't even looked into this too much, but so they came, well, HT and his little butt buddies, they came all the way over to Florida. Why they came all the way here, I do not really know the point of it, because I didn't see any, like, new people that maybe they came out to do the activism with from Florida. It was just, like, that Joey Bounds guy who has a criminal record, which is always just a red flag, because these people are, you know, given lighter sentences for being informants and all that. But, so they traveled all the way over to our state of Florida. And they're holding up signs in front of a Holocaust museum about how, you know, the Jews promote homosexuality and feminism, and they went to St. Pete, which is a pretty Jewish area. So I just find that really interesting. You know, you're supposedly wanting to wake people up to Jewish control, so you go to Jewish neighborhoods and hold up signs in front of Jews.
And one of the big things they're also putting out there is that Jews suck their babies' penises.
Yeah,
no, that is disgusting, yeah. And we do not condone that whatsoever.
But, like,
that's not the biggest issue that you could be exposing
to. That's the biggest issue right now? You're concerned about Jewish babies? Okay. So they had this big sign up over one of the highway overpasses here that says, why are Jews allowed to suck baby penis? And just the way that they phrased that question makes it seem like, it's not fair, we should be allowed to as well. Right? Doesn't it? Yeah. Like, why are they allowed to do it? So obviously, yeah, that's an issue. It's disgusting. But, like, is that the best message to put out there as you have your family driving down the highway?
Or even that they promote feminism and homosexuality.
Like, that's really the priority here. And they had, you know, they had their little white van, which always just makes me think of the Israelis.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Israelis on 9/11 driving around, you know, their urban moving.
But at least HT's juiced up and he's all
shirtless.
He's
so obviously
shirtless.
Roided out. He's always shirtless, which he just looks like such a tool. And, yeah, why go in front of a Holocaust museum? Like, who are you going to awaken? Maybe go to a poor neighborhood and drive down the street with your little bullhorn or whatever. Maybe tell them, yeah, the reason you're poor is because of, you know, Jewish bankers. But they had, you know, thanks kikes written on the side of their van.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, they're such obvious provocateurs.
No, they stole our great meme and made it, you know, into...
Yeah, thanks Jews should have been, like, that's a great meme. And you could do some activism where you, like, thank them for all the things, you know? But
honestly,
yeah.
Anybody who's just running around, kikes, all the
thanks,
kikes. That they're agent provocateurs. And or they're just completely uneducated and don't understand good propaganda.
So again, like, who's paying the money for this guy to just travel around and these people to just travel around? And I know airfare is cheap right now, but, like...
Well, they drove out if they had their van.
No, I saw a picture of him on a plane.
They got a different... They're renting vans, probably?
They're renting vans. Now, if you're some kind of, like, ADL watch list person that's, you know, considered such a threat... I highly doubt you'd even be able to do such things. I don't know. Just fly into Florida and rent a van. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But now he's identifying as a National Socialist. He's wearing swastika, necklaces. Mm. It's just such a joke. He's identifying as white. I mean, it's just such a joke. But, yeah, great activism, guys. I'm so glad that you traveled all the way across the country to do it. It's just, wow. With, like, your four people that show up. Right? I mean, why did you take all your people that you do your dumb shit in California with? Oh, I guess they didn't bring Jurassic Liars. What a shame. Gosh. Maybe he was too fat to, like, get out of his chair. I don't know. But, yeah, really great activism. You know, whenever I want to wake up people about Jewish problems, I always go protest in front of Jews because that just makes so much sense. And just like clockwork, you've got the ADL, who is the GDL. GDL is the ADL. You've got them coming out and, condemning this anti-Semitism in Florida, and something needs to be done, and, yeah.
Governor DeSantis, you gotta do something. Remember how you came over to Israel, right, as soon as you were elected? Well, it's time. You gotta shut it down.
And you had one of their guys wearing, like, the skull mask, you know? It's just such a joke. And now they sell Hitler mustache masks, you know, the people that... speak out against mask wearing or selling masks, that always...
Well, sometimes you just have to. You just have to put it on.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to mention, just real quickly before we leave, how important it is... I was trying to cue that. I wasn't trying to play it. how important it is to have principles, to have your own rules. You don't have to follow the rules that are set out arbitrarily by the dictators who are in power, the Judeo-Bolsheviks. You don't have to follow the rules of your peer group. You know, they used to say, if everybody's jumping off a bridge, would you do it?
Right.
If everybody's taking
now
a poison vaccine,
better.
Yeah, exactly.
You better jump off that bridge, you bigot.
But you need to have your own rules. And one of our rules is that our son is not going to be wearing a mask for any reason. So when we went to this garden, we thought we'd be able to...
A botanical garden.
We thought we'd be able to get him in, you know, because it's mainly
and
outside.
And we were with some family, too, mm-hmm. who, like, were totally fine wearing the masks, but they knew about our stance on things.
So when we got up there, and I argued briefly with a guy... That
I was like, please don't.
Well,
he's talking. I know.
Well, we're following CDC guidelines.
And there's just no point.
Well, you're
not
following Florida guidelines,
right? And it's not like that guy's. Yeah. Gonna
oh
like,
no.
Oh, look, COVID.
Nothing would change. I would just want.
Right. That's why I don't even waste my breath on these people. I know it's hard, but
yeah.
It's like,
but
point.
Yeah, it's. I don't care how briefly he has to put it on.
He's never worn one in his life, and he never will.
And to have those own rules for yourself, it's so important to not give an inch.
Yeah.
Because that's what leads you down this path of, well, I did it once. You know, I'll only do it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have those rules for yourself, and it's different for every person. But I think that's very important, to not compromise sometimes.
Mm-hmm. To be stubborn.
Yes. Be stubborn as a mule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. So I hope more people start being more stubborn and don't care if people shame you or think you're just, oh gosh, just put it on for 5 minutes.
It's so difficult.
No.
You just want to have fun. All right. Well, Sinead, thanks so much for doing this show here with me. Heathenherbs.com. That is your store. People need to check that out.
Check it out.
And I'm going to play us out here with Van Morrison's They Own the Media. Bye, everybody.
They tell us that ignorance is bliss. I guess for those that control the media, it is. They own the media, they control the stories we are told. You ever try to go against them, you will be ignored, 'cause they control, they control. They control the narrative, they perpetuate the myth. Keep on telling you lies, tell you ignorance is bliss. Believe it all and you'll never get, never get wise to the truth, 'cause they control everything you do, everything you do.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.